were nearly a few changes from last year. You're pretty happy with how the squad's looking?
Yeah, I think so. I think we've made the changes that were put in front of us, I think, and some of them along the way. We're really happy to get Casey back. That was good for stability, I think. I think he took some really big steps during the season last year. I think it's great to have him back, and a couple of the additions will be exciting.
How long do you think until this new centre signs on the dotted line?
I'm not quite sure. I think it's hopefully in the next couple of days we'll get it all sorted. I think it's pretty close. So putting the icing on the cake and finishing the whole roster would be great.
And the new import will come at the same time as Casey and all that comes well?
Yeah, I think that's the plan. Probably in the next two or three weeks is the idea. As we get going and start to hit the straps of the pre-season, we'd like them over here. So I think that's probably around that 2-3 week mark.
Yeah, what's the plan for pre-season, sort of what happens today and over the next few weeks?
We'll just, start off today getting a good base of the fitness side. I think over this next month it's about bringing the new guys in and these guys getting their fitness base down pat, along with, putting in the offences, defences, that kind of stuff. And then in the second month of pre-season there's a lot of games and travelling, so I think it's just balancing that out and really locking into this first month to get the boys up and about.
How are you feeling too? You look more comfortable with it this time around?
Yeah, no, I guess this a year ago I came into this role and it was a lot lumped in all at one time, but I'm enjoying it. Obviously, last year was a great experience and I really enjoyed it. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to getting into it again and hopefully keep progressing.
Is it hard to get the boys motivated without Trev and Damo around?
Hopefully not. The plan is no. These guys are seasoned professionals and I think the thing dangling in front of them this year is to do something that hasn't been done before with a back-to-back title. And I think it's hard, obviously, it's in all sports and all walks of life when you've had some success, it's the motivation side. But these guys are pretty locked in on that side, and I think to start today, but to build to that is what everyone's aiming at, and I think they're pretty focused on it.
So still really hungry?
I believe so, and like I said, these guys have been around long enough and have experienced the highs and the lows and all that kind of stuff. So it's each individual has to kind of find the hunger in that side of things, but as a team as well. So I think that's what we're going to spend a bit of time trying to build on, and then that's really the focus right now.
The guys dropped the word a lot to the back end of last year, legacy. There's a lot of guys who've been here sort of 5-6 years and really want to start to cement something. Is that, you think, part of what drives them?
I would think so. Look, I think they're really, it's a hard working group, so it's not hard to get them to dig in and work hard, and then the success of that comes with that kind of attitude. They've seen that, and so I think that it is, the legacy thing is a real thing, and I think, like I said, probably the carrot of aiming at a back-to-back is something that should be real and is real, because it hasn't been done before. Wildcats have done a lot of things over their time. Finals, appearances, the 7 championships, all that stuff. So it's something that, again, is a legacy.
Is the league's looking ridiculous across the board? Like, it's gone up massive strides this year. Do you think the stability here is your edge?
Yeah, I think so. I think there's no doubt there's some talented rosters put out there. And like always, I think that's intimidating for the right reasons, quality players, but there's always something to do with a group of guys that have played together and know themselves inside out, and I think that's a good thing to have in our favour, and it's something we definitely want to use to our advantage.
And did you ever see the NBL getting to this stage sort of in your time, with the guys coming back and the guys signing from the US?
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, when I was young, which was a long, long time ago, it was talented league and there was some legitimate, imports and Aussie players, all the best Aussie players played in Australia at that time. And so to see some of the guys coming back, Olympians coming back, guys that have literally dominated Europe for a decade and a half, NBA players that are 25 years old coming back, I think it's really exciting, and it shows you where the league's at right now, and I'm glad to sit back and be a part of it.
Are you, speaking of the Olympics, are you going to miss it?
No, not really. I've loved every part of my campaigns, but to be honest, I'm excited about being able to sit back and enjoy it and be a bit more relaxed headspace than the other times I've been around it. So it's actually exciting, and I can't wait to watch the boys run around, but it's really the whole Olympic experience I'm looking forward to sitting back and enjoying.